I wish to start by thanking, on behalf of my country, all of those who were involved in this Universal Periodic Review for Uruguay. So my thanks to the working group and particularly to the Troika, consisting of Brazil, Eritrea, and Malaysia, for the careful work that they carried out. My thanks also to the UPR Secretariat, to OHCHR for the support and the advice which they provided throughout this process, and to delegations for the constructive recommendations they made, as well as to representatives of civil society and bodies and institutions for their valuable input. Madam Vice President, allow me to assure you of the firm commitment of Uruguay to the Universal System for Human Rights Protection, to treaty bodies, and to special procedures, as well as to the UPR mechanism itself. The respect, guarantee, and promotion of human rights is a state policy in Uruguay. It is a policy which is accepted and indeed shared by the entire political system in the country. In Uruguay's view, the human rights agenda is cross-cutting, is relevant to all national public policies. And the fact that it is a sector which is constantly evolving means that you need ongoing actions for progressive implementation. And actions must take into account the basic needs of all persons, particularly the most vulnerable groups. The Universal Periodic Review is a valuable, useful tool in order to improve public policies, because it is something that allows for the identification of possible areas of weakness and to bring them into line with good practice. We welcome and are indeed grateful for the recommendations received during the interactive dialogue, which was held on the 1st of May earlier this year. After having carefully considered the recommendations, out of a total of 274 received, Uruguay considered and then accepted 260 recommendations, and it noted 14. And there are further comments to be made about these later. Uruguay has always had a customary practice of accepting recommendations received, which is a firm signal of its constructive spirit and belief in dialogue. This testifies to the importance that the country confers on the guarantees and the progressive exercise of human rights. During this fourth cycle, Uruguay has continued to adopt this position. It has accepted those recommendations that it believes will constitute progress in the promotion and protection of human rights. And this is why the vast majority of recommendations received, that is 260, have been duly considered and indeed accepted. Furthermore, we have taken due note of 14 recommendations because we believe that implementing them would be a form of backsliding on rights that are in fact already enshrined, protected, and guaranteed by the state of Uruguay, and that they would be to the detriment of the principles of progression and non-regression of international human rights law, which Uruguay has always supported and defended. In order to conclude, I wish to state that the UPR report of Uruguay is a reflection of the work carried out in the country to implement the recommendations of the three previous cycles, as well as those commitments that the country voluntarily adopted. Many of these recommendations and commitments are indeed in line with the observations that is received from treaty bodies and from this very Human Rights Council special procedures. Their state of implementation varies, but the majority of them are in fact being implemented because there is a firm will on the part of the government of my country to continue to seek improvement in order to ensure the well-being and the full enjoyment of human rights throughout our country's territory. Thank you very much, Vice President.
Vossa Excelência.
My thanks to His Excellency for that presentation, and I now give